the Comedy Forecast Network. Let's dog ear this for now.
Comedy Forecast, episode 451, Into the Breach.
Bringing you the funny since 2005, it's the Comedy Forecast Comedy Podcast, powered by its patrons. For as little as a dollar, you can help support the show and get episodes before everyone else. To find out more, just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4, on Patreon.com. That's Patreon.com. Or go to ComedyForecast.com and click on the Patreon link on the page. Thank you.
Oh, hi, folks. Clinton here. Welcome to, or welcome back to, Comedy Forecast. I watch a fair amount of television, and therefore I see a lot of commercials, and some of them are very strange. Now, I'm not talking about the type of strange where Cher and Future sing Everyday People, because let's face it, when you think of everyday people, the first name that comes to mind is Cher. No, I'm talking about different commercials. For instance, I saw one recently for a fabric softener, and the benefit of the fabric softener is that it took the smell out of your clothes. Now, I thought that's what the washing machine part of doing the laundry was about. What smell is the fabric softener taking out? The smell of the washing machine? Makes no sense. But as strange as that is, there's an Otter commercial, and this one is for the Toyota Camry. In this commercial, it starts off with a lovely country scene. We hear the strains of Beautiful World playing in the background. We close in on a car. It's the Toyota Camry. There's a mother and father in the front, and the son is in the back. He's looking out through the sunroof, or is it a moonroof? It's during the day. I'm assuming it's a sunroof. Everything is right with the world. Then all of a sudden we cut to some deer crossing the road, and a giant Winnebago comes to a screeching halt, and behind it, the Toyota Camry has to apply these automatic brakes to bring the car to a screeching halt. The mother and the father look back, and there's the kid in the back, blissfully just going, la la la, I love the song, I love the woods, la 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 la. The car then takes off around the Winnebago and shoots off into the distance. Now, there is so much wrong with this commercial. First of all, how fast is this Toyota Camry going on this winding country road? Because it's supposed to be a leisurely drive, and these people are going, what, 150 miles an hour? Because they have to apply the emergency brakes when the Winnebago comes to a stop. Leave a distance between your cars, people. I think that's the first lesson here. The second thing is, after the family stops and they look around, and Junior back there, who knows what's going on in his mind, he's okay. They just take off. They don't stop and find out, hey, is anything wrong with the people in the Winnebago? You know, is everything okay? They also don't even think maybe there are more deer crossing the road. No, they just shoot past and then zip on down the road, having learned nothing, no valuable life lesson. But as odd as all that is, to me, the key point of this commercial is the driver of that Winnebago. Whoever he or she is the real star of this commercial, because they managed to stop that tremendous vehicle in time not to hit the deer. So you people in the Winnebago, you're the stars. You people in the Toyota Camry, you're the worst.
Wilson, the regulators are going to be coming down on us like a ton of bricks over this data breach. We need to get out in front of this.
Well, don't worry, sir. I have legal working on it right now. They're trying to see if they can get away with blaming it on Harvey and Irma.
Hurricanes, huh? That's not a bad idea.
Hmm? No. Harvey and Irma work in IT. That part was my idea.
Look, I don't think legal is going to get us out of this one. We need to be open and honest with the American people. I just wanted to see if you were paying attention. No, we're paving new ground here on the rocky terrain of deniability. That's why I've called in the head of PR.
Paula Carpenter from PR is here.
Great. Send her in.
Hello, Jeff.
Paula? I believe you know Wilson.
I haven't had the pleasure.
Sure, we've met before.
No, I mean it wasn't a pleasure.
Paula, I think you know what we're up against.
I do.
We let hackers get into our system and steal the sensitive information on over 140 million Americans.
Did we?
Sure we did.
Or were we just democratizing that information?
Are we Democrats, sir?
Shut up, Wilson. Go on, Paula.
Tell me, did any of these 140 million honest American citizens actually ask to have their information stored on our servers?
Surprisingly few, actually.
Meaning they didn't actively give us their social security numbers, date of birth, or credit card numbers?
Don't forget their driver's license numbers. That was my idea. See, one day I was standing in line at the DMV.
And all this information collecting is probably a lot of work for the company, right?
As a matter of fact, it is.
We even put it in alphabetical order. Again, my idea. Although Harvey and Irma did help.
And then we stored that information. Kept it away from prying eyes. Well, aside from selling it to anyone, from a strong-armed debt collector to a predatory credit card issuer, that is.
I guess so.
In fact, we've even charged people to see their own information. Or to not share that info. Information they never gave us in the first place.
That was my idea.
But now...
Now?
Now that information is free. It's available to anyone.
Anyone on the dark web.
And what better way for someone to check to see if their information is correct than to place it right in front of them, free of charge? Just log onto any computer and there it is.
I guess you're right. We're actually doing them a favor.
Exactly. The press release will practically write itself.
Brilliant!
Thank you, Jeff. I'll have a press release ready for you in 5 minutes. So, we're good here?
Yes, I think so. Oh, and Paula, I'm glad you're not mad.
Why would I be mad?
Oh, I thought you knew. You were one of the people whose info leaked out.
What? Are you f***ing kidding me? Why, you son of a bitch! I'm going to sue the...
I'm just glad telling her it wasn't my idea.
My f***ing info out on the f***ing web? Holy s***! F***ing f***! Of all the...
My goodness, look at the time.
Oh, is it that time already, Sir Patrick? Well, if you want to get in touch with the show, send an email to podcast@comedyforecast.com or call the super secret phone line at area code 360-515-0004.
Let's wrap this up, shall we?
Right, okay. Well, you can follow the show on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. Just search for Comedy Forecast, all one word with the number 4. And a special thank you to all of our Patreon patrons.
As always, this is Sir Patrick Stewart.
And I'm Clinton.
Saying,
that's it.
We're done.
Bye-bye.